Franklin Graham pays tribute to Charlie Kirk, "He loved the Lord Jesus Christ." By Nick Gilbertson on September 10, 2025. Reverend Franklin Graham paid tribute to Charlie Kirk and underscored the importance of Scripture in grim times after Kirk was assassinated in Utah on Wednesday. Graham took to Facebook after President Donald Trump announced Kirk had passed. "What a tragedy. It has been announced that Charlie Kirk has died after being shot during an event at Utah Valley University today. This young man loved his country and invested his time and energy in trying to make it the best it could be," Graham wrote. "He stood boldly for conservative values and defended free speech for all of us. Most importantly, Charlie loved the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for his wife Erica, their two young children, and all of their family," he added. Graham then spoke to the importance of leaning on Scripture in grim times and shared the psalm that Kirk's wife Erica posted after his death was confirmed. "It's in these moments of darkness that we need to stand on the Scripture that Erica shared on social media. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble," Psalm 46:1, Graham wrote. Kirk had strong faith, indeed so much so that he once said during an interview that his courage for faith is what he most wanted to be remembered for. "If you could be associated with one thing, how would you want to be remembered?" the host asked Kirk. "I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing," Kirk said. FBI Director Kash Patel said an individual brought into custody was released following an interrogation. Therefore, Kirk's assassin remains at large. The White House Situation Room has monitored the circumstances since Kirk was shot. Trump remarked on Kirk's murder in a 4-minute video released Wednesday night, calling him a martyr for truth and freedom. "There's never been anyone who was so respected by youth. Charlie was also a man of deep, deep faith, and we take comfort in the knowledge that he is now at peace with God in heaven," he added. "Our prayers are with his wife, Erica, the two young, beloved children, and his entire family, who he loved more than anything in the world."